You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 30 seconds into the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny. We've got Angel Shemaiah, founder and editor of KeepAndBearArms.com. I'm Alex Jones. My website's Infowars.com. And he was just talking about the NRA case they've got in D.C. where they say that the government can register all handguns, that they're not for citizens carrying their handguns out of their houses. Basically, they're arguing with Handgun Control Incorporated. They now support the, quote, strengthening the national instant check background system, which will go after people that have any mental adjudication or anybody who's ever had a misdemeanor, a gun registration plan. Chucky Schumer and the NRA together on stage. They have photos of that on the website. We've got links to it on Infowars.com. Angel, continuing with this traitorous activity of the NRA.
Well, where do you begin? The National Rifle Association support of gun control. We've got one of their former executive vice presidents saying that they've been in support of workable, enforceable gun control since their inception in 1871. That's at keepandbeararms.com/NRA. So, you know, it's not like this is some kind of a new phenomenon, but NRA is a multi-million dollar powerful marketing machine, and billion, yeah, they're doing $200-300 million a year, and I haven't looked at their numbers most recently, but they're in the hundreds of millions annually. They've raised billions of dollars as defenders of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, well, I've got the numbers here. It's over $1 billion in the last 15 years.
Oh, it's well over that. Yeah, it's way over that. I'd say it's more than twice that. I'd have to get down and actually do the math, but even a rough estimate says it's more than twice that.
And they've got 5.5 million members who should be calling for repealing unconstitutional gun laws. We've got the evidence of what gun control does. We know it's bad for society. They know it, too. It's about enslavement.
Well, the scary part about it is that NRA's appeasement strategies are, because they have such a large reach, they actually are convincing, quote-unquote, sportsmen to turn against patriots.
I've heard them. I've been on the shows, and you've gotten the emails and calls where you got to go ahead and have some compromise, you liberal.
Well, the difference between compromise and appeasement is vast, and we saw what the Brits appeasing Adolf Hitler turned into. You cannot appease people who want to put you in prison for owning fire.
But they don't give up a foot, and we give up a foot. We're always going towards the cliff. They're always pushing.
To me, a compromise means we get something in return.
Absolutely. Ron, finish up real quick.
What I was going to say is that, you know, with reference to some of these matters, because I've been a member of that organization for about 28 years and a life member for about 10, I have called up and have reached some pretty high levels. And I could tell you, when you ask them things about why the support of the Our Lady of Peace Act, there really are not any appropriate answers or what I consider responsive answers forthcoming. My guess is this. This is what I think it's boiled down to. We have had a group of people who have seized the gates of the NRA over about the last 10 years, and the people at work at mid-level there are more interested in being able to rub elbows with the, I guess, what they consider the rich and famous or political elite, and they don't want to disturb that comfortable relationship.
Yeah, it's more than that. It's actively trying to remove the Second Amendment and pacify the mass. Thanks for the call, Ron. Angel, keepandbeararms.com/NRA's got the dirt on them. We've got some of your stories at Infowars.com as well. Closing comments.
We like the NRA's membership. You know, they're some of the salt of the earth people. We're just concerned with some of the directions the management is taking the National Rifle Association, and we just ask people to get educated rather than, you know, judge us for telling the truth and using their own words to expose what they're doing.
Absolutely. Angel, I hope we can have you back up in the future. I continue to use your website as an incredible source of data and analysis.
Anytime. It's good to hear you again.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Take care. We'll be back with a bunch of calls and a bunch of other news items, and then another guest trying to shut down homeschooling now, too. Yeah.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it sounds unbelievable. Even when I say it, when it comes out of my mouth, I have trouble believing it. You just heard Angel Shemaya from Keep and Bear Arms. Does a great job. Post all the facts right there on their site, where the NRA is saying in court that they believe the Second Amendment is not a right. They believe that it's a privilege, that they believe that all your handguns should be registered and you shouldn't be allowed to leave your house with them. Now, that's what Handgun Control Incorporated wants. And they went and tried to take over the Cato Institute case. You heard Angel Shemaya talk about how the Cato lawyers said that. Now, they tried to block the case against Lockyer, the former Attorney General, now the former Attorney General of California, with their assault weapons ban, which is, you know, semi-automatic 22 ban, you name it. I mean, time and time again, at every key juncture, folks, they tried to block us in Texas when we were trying to defeat bills that would ban people under 18 from touching a rifle, under 21 from touching a handgun, even with their parents. It would have banned Junior Olympics, Olympic shooters. A lot of them are 18, 20 years old. I mean, that was in the newspaper, Dallas Morning News. These people are sinister. Up there with Chuckie Schumer supporting this new Our Lady of Peace Act to go after people that have misdemeanors, won't be able to own guns, a national registry. They support it, the Washington Times reports. The NRA admits. You hear all the life members calling in yesterday, calling today, and yeah, it's true. And it's unbelievable. What's unbelievable is I've been on probably 10 different shows. It's the vast minority of the 1,000-plus I've done. But I'll be on in South Texas, Louisiana, Florida, you know, conservative areas. And the host will go, I tell you, you liberals have gotten slick attacking Bush, saying he's anti-gun. You're just doing that to erode our base. We got to compromise a little. Folks, I've been called a liberal because I'm against gun registration. You heard Angel. It's happened to him, folks, yesterday. How dare you attack the NRA? You're with the enemy. No, the NRA is the enemy with the enemy. You know, this is about the most powerful, most wealthy population, armed and free, being disarmed by the global elite. You don't think they haven't infiltrated the major gun group? I mean, how naive are you out there? I'd love to hear from those people who've called into those shows and those talk show hosts. I ought to have those idiots on. I'm sorry, I shouldn't call you that. I'd like to hear how I'm a liberal. I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of getting emails how I'm a liberal because I won't compromise on the Second Amendment. You people are just mentally ill. There's got to be something wrong with you that you think I'm bad because I'm pro-gun. What is your major malfunction? What happened to you? You listen to these ninnies, these Limbaughs and Hannitys and the rest of them, who sit there and tell you how good the Republicans are and how they're fighting the evil Democrats. They are the Democrats. And the Democrats are Republicans. They're all together. Look at the actions, not the rhetoric. It makes me sick. Now, coming up, U.S. citizens ordered to leave Gaza. U.S. issues new terror attack warning. Sharon, Libya could be the first Arab country with nukes. They want to go ahead and nuke them. The British government's hinting at military action against Iran, preemptive. China just shot somebody and a couple guys into space. Security Council set to vote on new U.S. resolution. We're going to get into some more of the surveillance systems they're starting to put in. We're going to get into judge orders reporters to reveal their sources. We're going to get into the Associated Press manipulating news stories and more on hundreds of newspapers that got fake letters with fake signatures from the troops. The troops didn't sign them, folks. Now they try to claim, oh, the troops did sign the letters. Turns out that's a lie, too. You know, the fake letters around in the papers around the country. And CBS warns of homeschoolers' dark side. I'm going to read part of this article before I have the guest on the next hour. And just so much more, folks. So much more. Right now, well, let me give you the toll-free number. Do you want to comment on the Second Amendment situation? Do you want to comment on how we're all communists now because we're against restricting the Second Amendment? I'm not joking. This is what we're being called. The NRA has put out emails and other stuff attacking the Paragon Foundation because they don't want the NRA joining forces with the Nature Conservancy and land grabbing. I mean, they're there to help the globalists, to co-opt you. You know, Judas Iscariot was a disciple of Jesus Christ, and he stabbed him in the back. Okay, so do you understand what spies and Benedict Arnold was one of the greatest American generals, and then he turned at a key point? You understand that? Do you understand that? Do you? I'm not trying to be preachy here. What do you think of this? Do you get this? What do you want to say to those that think it's communistic to be pro-gun and conservative to love Stalin? I'm not joking. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, it's basically that bad now. 1-800-259-9231. Now, for the next 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Debbie Maurer. And she's there at New Millennium Concepts with some more special deals for you. If you want to stop drinking the poison, the herbicide, the pesticide, all the trash, you want to protect your family or you're already drinking great water, why not give that gift to your grandchildren, to your children, to your grandparents? It's very easy to use. The best systems out there. It's what my family uses. The new Berkey Light is top of the line, even better than the previous filters they had. And it basically cuts out everything. Debbie, thank you for coming on the show.
Hi, Alex. I have to tell you, listening to you for the last few minutes makes me take a deep breath, you know? I have to comment on it really quick because, you know, I homeschool my son, my teenage son, and I won't even go into the gun thing. And, you know, I want you to know, Alex, I'm here to talk about the water filters, and we save our water, and we've got it. So that I'm here to help everybody be able to have a healthy source of water, but I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing, too. And I just wanted to say that real quick.
Well, absolutely. You guys are great Christian folks, and Jim, and, of course, all the staff, yourself. I've met all of you, and you're just wonderful folks, and you're aware of the New World Order, and you're about folks taking control of their lives. And have you seen the Dan Rather pieces saying they want to basically ban homeschooling?
Well, you know, I haven't, because I'm so busy helping all of your people, your listeners, that I don't get a whole lot of time to get into a lot of the issues.
Well, hey, luckily, I don't watch TV. I'm just reading the text of what Dan Rather had to say.
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know, I started homeschooling Sam when he finished ninth grade. I got tired of telling him to go to school and not believe anything they told him, just answer the questions. And so we started homeschooling him, and we found a really good correspondence high school, very good correspondence school, and it was the best thing we ever did. He's fixing to graduate in about another month or so, and he will actually get a high school diploma, won't have to go get a GED, and yet he did not get all the garbage that they teach in the public schools, and he is a different child.
Well, by the way, most schools now, by the eighth grade, have the children, quote, writing journals. They're told, your parents will never see this. Write your journal. Tell us all about them. This has been in the news. And now they do it on computer, and that goes into a database. Talk about Orwellian. That's right out of 1984.
I know. And, I mean, we used to go through that with him, and, you know, it was just amazing.
Turning your children against you.
Yep, that's it. And he's a different child now. Happy, healthy, you know, not angry. Worked hard, you know. It was a tremendous
I wish
difference.
My parents wouldn't have sent me to public school. I mean, at the time, you know, I guess I was having some fun, but overall, it was horrible. And the stuff they were teaching then, and this was decades ago, was just out of control. And now the stuff they're doing, I mean, cameras in the 12-year-old girls' showers in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It is. Debbie, you got a couple different specials there for folks. Tell them about it right now.
I do. I have two October specials. We have the Berkey light with the lights, and they can choose between the white or the blue light. Everybody always asks me what one I like better. I like the blue. It's really beautiful, but it's not as bright. So if you're looking for it so that you can read by it in case of emergency, I would really recommend the white, but the blue is gorgeous. I have some people who buy both. They get two bases, one white and one blue. Then we have, with that, we have the solar attachment, which is not only good just for the Berkey light to light that, but you can use it for a lot of small things that you have in your home. You can use it for your shortwave radio, for your cell phones, different things to use it as a solar charger.
Solar panel and adapter hookup system.
It's great, and I even had a customer ask me if he could use it to charge his car battery. And I asked Jim, and Jim said, well, it doesn't come with alligator clips, but if you made your own alligator clips and you wanted to charge it long enough, you actually could charge your car battery off it. It's very powerful.
So this is an emergency pod, basically, with water, light, electricity, rechargeable battery system. Very important.
Everything, yes. It is very.
And again, there's no really working parts in the filter itself. It's a gravity filter. That's simple. It's just got these other things built into it.
That's right. So that you can, you know, look what happened on the East Coast when everybody's lights went out. You know, I'm sure
exactly.
That our...
So they get that. What else do they get?
They get the KDF shower filter, which lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. And it goes between your shower head and the pipe. It's very easy to install. You get the auxiliary battery adapter, which, again, you can use that to power small things, and you put batteries in it.
And with the new super Black Berkey filters, how much is that whole unit?
The entire package is $383. Is the sale price. It would be, without it being on sale, it'd be $471. So you're looking at an $88 savings.
Okay, folks, she's there right now. 1-888-803-4438. They have replacement filter special, too, where you get a free shower filter with the replacement filters for other gravity-fed filter systems that aren't as good. And how much is that?
The shower filter and the Black Berkey elements by themselves would be $192.
All right, and that's a $50 savings because of the shower filter being free. 1-888-803-4438. They got a bunch of other smaller filters that are, what, $35, little portable filters, and a lot of other great stuff. Give Debbie a call right now at 888-803-4438. Thanks, Debbie. We'll be back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
Folks, we kind of got cramped for time there at the going into that segment because I was being long-winded about the Second Amendment, and then she was talking about homeschooling. Debbie was. She's a great lady. You need to give her a call, folks. Number one, it's good to take control of your life and stop drinking the poison in the water supply. Number two, it supports this broadcast and the great work that they're doing as well. And just a great organization at New Millennium Concepts. Debbie's there right now. Call her. Get a free catalog. Talk to her about the different products. They got a whole different line of things, and it's all top of the line. 1-888-803-4438. Okay, we got loaded phones here. Let's go to Tony. Tony, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Gestapo capital of the nation, Colorado Springs.
Oh, where you had the NATO takeover drill last week.
Right, exactly. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment. This state here is, from what I understand, is one of the worst. This is a state where you can actually lose your rights to have a firearm just for having an argument with your wife.
Well, it's like that all over the country now. No one need even be hurt or be touched. Screaming at someone can get you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and exactly. And you go into certain cities like Denver, and the police are just vehemently anti-freedom, and it's horrible. Yes,
it's terrible here. I mean, even your workplace has become militaristic. I mean, you see people that are in the reserves getting promotions and getting ahead. Everywhere you go in the workforce here, there's cameras even in the workforce. Mandatory urine tests, all kinds of things. So it's just terrible.
Oh, right here in Austin, we have the Army drug testing people at private companies. They just did a free service of the Pentagon, and they want to get your bodily fluids.
Well, sir, I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing, and hopefully you might come down this way sometime.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, over the weekend, we posted a whole NATO takeover section, and last Friday we posted a bunch of news about it. I've gotten calls on and off air going, well, I live outside Colorado Springs. I didn't see a thing. I didn't even know NATO was here. The papers admit they made people evacuate out of their homes downtown. The papers admit they took over the football stadium. The papers admit electrical problems.
Exactly. Denver,
Sir, what did you hear about or what did you see?
Well, I was at the site itself, and I had my cell phone go off. I had a walkie-talkie go off. You saw people standing up in trees. They were perched up in trees and all kinds of things.
What about troops running checkpoints off base? That was in the paper.
Yes, that did happen. They actually took control of a section of the interstate.
But again, people are still in denial when it's in the local paper.
Well, you got to understand, this is a highly concentrated military town, and the people that are not actually in the military, or a good portion of them, are retirees, and they have a certain mentality.
Well, I would just say this. I mean, we took 20 calls on this subject Friday, and every one of them saw what you're seeing, and were against it. But, you know, the foreign troops taking over, controlling it, the paper said they were in control. NATO was, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, over NORTHCOM, our military command in this shadow government system. And that's who runs the shadow government, is NORTHCOM, right out of Schreiber Air Force Base. It's like this every time we have urban warfare takeover drills. People are still in denial. But I tell you this, the National Guard troops, the regular troops I talked to in Austin, they're all awake. They're all concerned.
Well, there's concern here amongst the troops, too. But it's like they've got everybody pretty much in check. One of the topics I wanted to bring up was about the NRA. I was a life member of the NRA, and I called them and I asked them to help me with my issue with the domestic violence charge of arguing with my wife and losing my gun. And they basically refused to get involved. They told me they weren't even looking at that aspect of it. So I quit. I canceled my membership, but still, I'm still getting junk mail from them.
Yeah, it's a giant cash machine, and I have friends who the wife pushes the husband, pushes him, then freaks out, calls the police, telling them to get out, the control issue, and then they come and still arrest the husband or the wife, and then CPS gets involved and all the rest of this.
Right.
And the government doesn't want to help you. They're five times more likely to abuse you and your family and your children. Stop calling them, people. Stop being idiots. Well, I know so many women that are like, I'm so sorry I ever called them.
Well,
it's cost us $20,000 in lawyer bills.
This whole DV thing is just like the gun issue. We already have existing laws for those type of things.
We need to repeal all gun laws. This was a lot. This country was safer when they would give criminals their guns back when they got out of prison. If you were arrested with a shotgun or a handgun, up until about 80 years ago, they gave it to you when you left.
Exactly.
And what was our crime rate then? Almost non-existent. A murder would make national news because everybody had guns. You didn't have robberies of homes. A bank robbery would get national attention. Thanks for the call. Zero gun laws. Zero. Because criminals aren't going to follow the law, folks. Yeah, it's common sense. 2 + 2 = 4. I'll continue to commit the crime. 2 + 2 = 4. I am a conservative.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, Julie and John and John and David and others, you're up next. First, let's go to Michael, though, in Rhode Island. He's on a cell phone. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
How you doing? It's Michael again from Coventry, Rhode Island.
Yes, a great affiliate up there.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know how the meeting at the Providence City Hall went last Tuesday.
Oh, against the Patriot Act. I've got every day there's new cities that pass it. Now well over 400, I don't even cover it anymore, but reinstituting the Bill of Rights, a radical idea.
Yes, it is. I was just, there was at least 100 people that showed up there in support against the USA Patriot Act, and about 30 people spoke, and WARL broadcasted live there for like a good hour and a half.
Did any government stooges speak for the Patriot Act?
No, nobody at all. Nobody at all. Very encouraging. It was very
powerful. I'm tired of people getting up at these things. You'll have one guy out of 100, and I'm serious when I say that, who's there for the Patriot Act, and he goes, I think we're forgetting. This is all over the country. I see duplicate articles. These are generally, we find out, government employees. It's off a script. I'm sick and tired of the people died, and you're you're part of the murder of those 3,000, when it's the government that was behind it, and they're there using the death of these people to destroy the Bill of Rights. You didn't have one of those stooges there, I guess, going, you're for the murder of 3,000 people.
No, we did not. Not at all. It was a very good... There should have been like 50,000 people there, like one person said, but of course everything's suppressed and nobody knows about it.
But 100 compared to any other issue, I bet on other issues they don't have 100 people.
I'll bet you that was the first time that they ever had that.
I know this. They had 200 people, 300 people, 100 people at different meetings to get rid of the Patriot Act in Austin, and that is record levels for Austin.
Well, that's... Well, Providence is a little small in Austin, but I see a movement starting to grow, and I talked to the promotion director of WARL, and I might be getting into talk radio myself, Alex, spreading the word.
Well, it's a fabulous affiliate. All of our affiliates are just absolutely wonderful. Everyone should lavish their sponsors and call all the sponsors and local stations and thank them and commend all of our amazing affiliates from Kansas City to Austin, Texas to Pensacola, Florida, to Denver, Colorado, and whether it's the American Freedom Network or whether it's 1260 AM in Austin, no matter who it is, they're awesome.
Yeah, and I heard that we may be flying you in here eventually into Rhode Island.
Yeah, I want to travel more. I want to go to Arkansas. I want to go to Rhode Island. I want to go to a lot of places, but not quite yet. I'm finishing a new film right now.
Oh, we're gonna drum up some more support anyway to get things going. We're gonna stop by showing your documentary films at the Patriot Theater in East Providence, like once a month. We're going to start doing that shortly.
The Patriot Theater?
Yep, in East Providence.
How many people does that seat?
I believe it's like 500.
Yeah, well, we sell out theaters in Austin and Houston, so...
Oh, yeah, it's going to, you know, Rhode Island was the first state to declare its independence, and I'm going to do everything I can do to declare its independence in the USA Patriot Act.
Well, absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, sir. Good to hear from you, Michael. Julie in Rhode Island on the same great affiliate. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good. I had to stay in one spot because I'm on a cell phone, and my cell phone's really bad. Anyway, I wanted to speak a little bit on the Second Amendment, and I watched Bowling for Columbine recently.
Total propaganda.
Well, what I wanted to say about that was that I realized from watching it in Michael Moore's interview with Charlton Heston, and Charlton Heston acting like such an ass, that the NRA is, you know, they're basically puppets of the government.
Let me stop you for just a second, and I'm not mad at you, Julie. We have a lot. This show is curriculum for thousands of homeschoolers, so we have to be at the highest standard. Please, let's not use any even soft language here. I'm not mad at you, just please. Now, Bowling for Columbine, very sophisticated film, very well done. But you have to understand, when he was talking to Heston, who's such a nice guy, I want to say this, okay, such a nice, we've interviewed him, that Moore came to his door and he just said, yeah, I'll talk to you. I mean, that, you don't see that in Hollywood with small stars, much less big ones. And Heston is a total puppet. He's always mean well. He's been used, even when he was for the 68 Gun Control Act. He's a useful dupe. I don't want to say idiot, as Lennon said. But he was totally senile when he interviewed him.
Yeah.
His mind was gone. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is I think that the NRA came to Columbine after, you know, the shootings and everything on purpose just to offend people.
Yes.
And I think that was done on purpose.
Yes.
But one thing I got from the movie was the point that Michael Moore was trying to make, because I am pro-Second Amendment. I just want to make that clear. My husband and I watched it because we were curious about what this anti-gun movie was about. And I didn't think it was anti-gun at all. I thought that it was, wake up, America, quit being so fearful and angry, because
Let me stop you, and I'll let you make your point, because it's a good point. It's the soft sell. It's Delphi technique. The film is the highest grade of mind control to take your righteous indignation, to take your anger, to take your revolutionary fervor and go, why are we so violent? The question Moore had is, and it's a legitimate one, why are we so violent? And then, oh, why can't we have some reasonable gun control, which is a soft sell? You understand? It's very sophisticated. I saw it and was being convinced by it, but then I understand the deeper parameters and interlocking psychological mechanisms.
Yeah, I understand that, too. I'm a student of psychology as well. But I want you to speak on this after I hang up, okay?
Okay, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to let you speak on it. I'm going to listen to what you have to say.
What you got from the film? Finish your point.
All right, what I got from the film and what I think is that the Patriot movement, it has a lot of people in it that are angry about, you know, immigrants and they're bigots. I had a guy I heard on the radio on WARL call in and say that he wanted an all-white America. And this is just playing into the globalist hands. This is what they want. They want us divided and they want to conquer us. So I'm going to hang up now.
Thank you for the call, and you made some great points. You said you want me to comment on it. You said a lot there in a short time. What you have is the Nazi organizations in England, Germany, and the U.S. are all publicly funded by MI5, MI6, German intelligence, the FBI, the BATF, the CIA. So are the black Muslims, the Khalid Muhammads. So are the La Raza, which means the race, and the Mecha groups. And so what they do is they bring in a big diverse population, and then instead of having people get along together, they create multiculturalism, which is actually reverse racism by the so-called minorities that are really the global majority. But they're allowed to be racial, they're allowed to be hateful, they're allowed to be racist. Whites see that and then go into a tribal group think, and then, yes, then they have controllers over each group, and we can never come together to throw out the bankers, the real enemy. So, yes, but when I go to a Texas Independence Day rally, and I'm up there with black people and Hispanics and whites and Asians, you know, for Texas Independence 5 years ago, and people come in Aztec headdresses and communist red flags and run up and grab the cake and start eating it and vomiting it and try to shove me and try to start a fight, and then the newspaper runs a photo of me like I was doing something, you know, with an ugly look on my face right after, you know, a black guy basically shoved me and grabbed the microphone out of my hands. Am I going to hate black people because that guy was a racist? No. Am I going to hate Hispanics or Mexicans because a bunch of them are racist? Because I know who funded that. The bankers, the Ford Foundation, publicly funded billions of dollars for textbooks and comic books for La Reconquista at the Southwest from Texas into Oregon, and all points between belongs to Mexico, Mexico. I mean, it's a joke. It's not true. If it belongs to anybody, it belongs to the Native Americans. And so, yes, what you're saying is true. That's going on. So that now that it's all racial and balkanized, when I point out the racism, the tribalism of Khalid Muhammad, who says kill all white people, including white babies, and when I say, when I point out the race, La Raza and Mecha is racist, automatically, oh, you must be racist. No, I'll speak out against the Klan. I'll speak out against Mecha, La Raza, and Khalid Muhammad. And I will successfully have black people and white people and Hispanics and Asians run up and shake my hand and say they totally understand death of the New World Order. They're going out to buy guns. They understand who the real enemy is. So I'm able to deprogram people en masse, Julie, because I won't play that game. I will criticize Israel because it has a corrupt government controlled by the Bilderberg Group as a puppet system. I will criticize Iran because it's corrupt and is run by evil people. You know, I can see the wickedness in high places, the powerful principalities. And by doing that, we can all move to limit the size and scope of government, get back to family values, back to local control. That is a bulwark, no matter what color you are, against tyranny. And so, yes, what you're saying is true. And, you know, what do you say to some old Vietnam veteran white guy who dealt with racism in Vietnam, reverse discrimination, by mostly black units, who then has a meatpacking job and he loses his job, and as he's leaving, his Mexican supervisor says something racist to him? Well, I'm not going to hate Mexicans because they've said racist stuff to me. I have to speak a little bit of Spanish. My wife speaks fluent Spanish and French and a bunch of other languages because she grew up in Europe. Her dad was a diplomat for the agriculture department. And, you know, we hear the racist comments by Mexicans all the time, thinking we can't understand them. Am I going to hate them because of that? No. I see the programming. But don't call me a racist because I see that you're a racist. And don't sit there and have your racist comments about whites and then think it's okay because you're an oppressed people. You're being controlled by a bunch of psychological warfare chiefs at the Pentagon. Your whole liberation theology is meant to turn America into a third world dictatorship like Mexico, and you won't have anywhere to run. But don't worry, you'll have your stupid racial pride. And by the way, what is your racial pride? What is it? I mean, I read the stuff out of Mexico. It's totally anti-Indian. But most of you are more Indian than you are Spanish. But I read your racist trash about Indians. I'm sick of it. So, that's the bottom line here, folks, is I will not descend into all of this. I will not be part of it. I will not join Mecha or the Klan or the new Black Panther Party. I will not be part of your federal operations. Okay? And I'll get up here and say when Mossad says it'll kill American citizens with no warrants, juries, or nothing, that's wrong. And if the ADL attacks me for it, so be it. You know, the Simon Wiesenthal Center is out endorsing known Nazis. Shame on you. We stand against your Nazism. Let's of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's go ahead and take calls. Let's talk to John in Kansas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
A point of information for your listeners. In Wichita, Kansas, I left to go grocery shopping at 10:45 Central Standard Time. I got back at 11:45 Central Standard Time. My eyes are watering. My nose is running. I can hardly breathe. I'm extremely fatigued. I get out of my car. I look up in the sky. They are bombarding us like roaches in broad daylight with chemtrails. And if you don't believe me, ask anybody in Wichita.
Well, look, I mean, they had biological testing. It's going on year-long in Oklahoma with, quote, hundreds of tons of bacteria. They claim only hurt the old, the young, and the infirm. They've done biological testing all over Kansas and Missouri 2 years ago. I wonder why we see condensation trails at 2,000 feet now in the summer in Austin. Never saw that before. And a jet right next to it not leaving a trail. I don't know what's going on either, sir.
Well, you should see this, Alex. I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, call. If you got friends in Wichita.
Sir, I know. It goes on here, too.
All right. Point of information, and I hope everybody gets the message and keep up the good work, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. You bet, sir. Yeah, they're doing a lot of different stuff. There's over, 13,000 admitted high-altitude tests of chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals since the 1940s. This is a government that would let black men die of syphilis and spread it over 50 years. Okay. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air.
Michael Moore wants to run for NRA president, and he's a lifetime member, which I think is very interesting if he's trying to subvert everything.
Well, it's already subverted, but yeah, he'd be a nice addendum to things.
So the NRA stands for National Rifle Association, not National Gun Association, Shotgun Association, or Pistol Association. Seems kind of their whole name gives it away. Mr. Brady was allegedly shot by John Hinckley Jr. Hinckley Sr. was a high-level CIA agent.
Having dinner the night before with George W. Herbert Walker Bushy.
Yeah, actually it was Neil, it was the brother of Hinckley having dinner
Bush,
with...
Bush Sr. was there too.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, he became president 8 years early, thanks to John Hinckley, who's now apparently being let out of jail.
Yeah, he gets to go home every week and about to be totally released.
And also, I've been trying to, find news on TV about the Schiavo murder case, which is she's being murdered today down in Florida.
Yeah, that was coming up. That's actually next in the stack of stuff, as they say. And we've had her family on. We've had her lawyer on. And they are pulling the tube today. And she'll probably be dead within 3 or 4 days, maybe a little bit longer. And she's talking. Her eyes are open. The video's out. She's never been given in 10 years any physical therapy. And foul play has been the evidence shows involved.
What I find most disturbing is when it finally came on, they're showing protesters outside the hospice. Those people should not be holding signs. They should be holding guns.
I don't agree with that. I think that it would have been wrong to go into a Nazi death camp and stop murder of Jews. I think it was wrong that George Washington fought against the British, and how dare you look, it was wrong that the police went in with guns against Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, in the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, there were 100 World War II vets who opened fire on the sheriff in the jail until the sheriff surrendered all the stolen ballot boxes. So it seems to me that this is a little more important.
People standing up against election fraud is wrong.
Well,
it was wrong when those young protesters went out and stood in front of tanks. It's good that they ran over them with tanks and killed them in Tiananmen Square. That's conservatism, okay? Stalin is conservatism. Gun control is conservatism. Standing up is evil, okay?
Well, it's like old the guy from Russia who got the Nobel Prize.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a well-known terrorist.
Yeah, who said, you know, we should have just, instead of going quietly into the dark night, we should have, you know, jumped the police when they came in the front door.
And, you know, how dare him talk about going after people in black ski masks dragging families away to slave camps? They were doing what was needed for homeland security. Well, it's motherland security in Russia. Okay, buddy? And I'm sick of this. If the government wants to kill a woman begging for water, let them. It's a loving thing to do. And how dare you say someone should save her?
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have incrementally been trained to where we can't even recognize evil anymore. And, of course, I was being sarcastic about Alexander Solzhenitsyn being bad, about the protesters, the demonstrators, the brave people at Tiananmen Square, or, you know, saying that it wouldn't be right to fight Nazis because they're the ordained government of God, that Romans 13 twisting that the 501c3 churches teach. It's a fraud and a lie, taken out of context. You know, history is replete with people standing up to tyranny. It's the only reason we have any liberty. And it's just horrible what I see happening, and I'm going to talk about the Schiavo case. I've got that article right here. I've got several articles right here in front of me, and the court just says, well, the woman's going to have her feeding tube pulled, and she's going to be dead real soon. And, well, you know, she's a vegetable. That's not true. She's been talking, eating, begging for food. But here's the headline folks will read from the Associated Press. Florida court, comatose woman's tube can go. An appeals court on Tuesday refused to block the removal of a severely brain-damaged woman's feeding tube, one of the last hopes her parents had for keeping her alive. The state court in Lakefield rejected motions by an attorney for the parents of Terry Schiavo Schindler, who is scheduled to have the feeding tube removed Wednesday at her husband's request. Schiavo, 39, is expected to die within 2 weeks after the tube is removed. She might die in 3 days or 10 days or 14 days. Very painful, by the way. She's been in a vegetative state since suffering a heart attack in 1990. Totally not true, folks. There's video of her blinking her eyes, talking, mumbling stuff, begging for food. And we've had the doctors and the lawyers and the family on, and I just, so sad. So, but we've got Wesley Smith, Wall Street Journal writer, coming on. He'll list hundreds of names of people that are wheeling themselves in their wheelchairs, who are talking and who were murdered by the government. So this is all you yuppies that are for right to die. That means the state has the right to kill you. You think you can kill 45 million babies and not have it come back on you, folks? It's going to come back on you, yuppies. We've got this old, aging population. They're just setting the precedent to whack you. Something happens to you. By the way, she could have been rehabilitated. She was a lot better earlier. But her husband said no treatment ever, not even for infections, nothing. But she gets worse and worse. She's been fighting hard for 10 years in a living hell. Many years of that, her family wasn't even allowed in to see her. Her parents, her mother, her father. Watching that happen. Think of the pain. I know what I'd do. But we're going to break. We'll come back and talk to David and Clyde and Ray and a few others. And we got a guest coming up. The move to ban homeschooling nationwide. More tyranny than you can possibly imagine. Before I end this hour, I do want to encourage every single listener out there to stop procrastinating, to spread the word about this show, and to support this broadcast. But number one, get the word out about the New World Order and their favorite tactic of government-sponsored terror. That is blowing stuff up, blaming it on enemies, using it as a pretext to destroy liberties and freedoms, and to mobilize the country for world government. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement are my three newest films, and frankly, some of my best. They're $25.95 apiece, all over 2 hours. Amazing exposés of shocking info. When you get three or more, they drop down from $25.95 to $20 apiece. I've got the new book I've published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. It's amazing, the best work out there, the most definitive, by Paul Watson. There's my book, only $12 on September 11th, The Government Sponsored Terror. His book's $19.95, over 300 pages. Mine's over 200. Get a second copy, Order Out of Chaos, for $11.95 when you get one for $19.95. Give it as a Christmas present. Don't wait, folks. Call toll-free right now. 1-888-253-3139. We can do so much more with your support as well. 1-888-253-3139. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Take action. Be part of history. Third hour, 70 seconds away. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.